It's gonna blow up or not? Suppose we couldn't find a little friend for Bethany? She's all by herself up here. Would you like to go over and see if you can find a seat over there?
Perhaps you'll have some companions before long.
Good. Well, everybody's over here. Oh, here come some ladies. Bye. Well, good morning to the boys and to the girls and to the big boys and the big girls. Nice we can all be together first thing in the morning. Maybe somebody would like to have a choice of these hymns on this little paper. You have a big voice? I don't hear very good.
46.
46. Well, this is a nice little... Can I use this one? Glad, T-I-D-I-N-G-S. I-B-R-I-N-G. The J-E-S-U-S has come to... Why did he come? See, these hymns tell us all this good news. We sing these hymns. I won't have to talk. To S-A-V-E, me. So he came to save me. Isn't that good? Aren't you glad he came to save me, Jim?
Amen.
What about you? Well, and we have a line here, and it has G-I-R-L-S. We have any girls here? No girl. I was going to have the girls sing this line. And then the other line has B-O-I-S. Any boys here? Sure. Are you going to sing this line with boys in it? We don't have any girls? Well, I think girls are going to sing it. Perhaps somebody will help us with this. And the girls are going to sing all, and he calls all the G-I-R-L-S. And the boys, we're going to sing, and he wants all the B-O-I-S too. So who would like to start the hymn one? Betty. Try it again. See if these girls can do a little better.
G-I-E-R-I-N-G-S, I-B-R-I-N-G-S.
What does this little song tell us that he wants us to have? What do you want us to have? If we trust in him. Trust in who? J-E-S-U-S. What's he want us to have? We sing all these words. What do they tell us? You know, that's what words are. They are things that carry a message to you. What they want us to have?
All these people.
All these people sung this hymn. Oh, where are you down here? Yes. That'd be wonderful to have all my sins washed away. I had so many, I couldn't even count them. And I was a big boy. I was a man. And I didn't have my sins washed away. And one day, I felt the weight of all these sins. And I thought I could work my way to heaven. And I had to learn that a sinner couldn't work his way to heaven. You know, a sinner couldn't work his way to heaven, could he? Can't take his sins to heaven. So I need to have my sins all washed away. And there was a man. He lived a long, long time ago. And this man, he was the king. Ever meet the king? Guess you don't have a king in this country. Well, a king is a pretty important man. And I was over in England during the Second World War. And one day, the king was going to come by. King George. And we were all lined up along the road. Of course, we were all standing there. At attention, we were carrying our rifles. And the king comes by and he just drives slowly by. But we had to present arms because he was the king. Now this man was the king and he did some naughty things. You think the king would do naughty things? This king did naughty things and he was very, very unhappy. These tawny things that he did, they were terrible. And so this king, he came into the presence of God and he said, I've sinned against heaven and against thee. And so he committed these sins. What's he going to do? And he had a prayer. And in this prayer, and you could pray this prayer too. If you have sins, you could have this prayer. This king said, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. You ever seen anything as white as snow? Anything whiter than snow? I'm whiter than snow. In God's eyes, he doesn't see my sins. It's all washed away. He died on the cross. He shed his blood. And we sing, you know, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well, perhaps we'd like to sing another hymn. Well, we got the boys, but we haven't had any girls yet. Oh, here's a girl over here. Six. Hymn number six. God in mercy sent his son. That was wonderful, wasn't it? We didn't deserve to have God send his son, did we? Why should God?
Oh, my Lord.
This hymn tells us something very important because it talks about God and it says God is light and there's no place to hide. You know, and I'm glad of that. I'm really happy that God is light and I can't hide anything from Him. Are you happy that God is light? But it would be terrible if the rest of the story wasn't true, that God is love. And, you know, we have a hymn here, and I don't know, somebody, I was thinking about this truth, and he wrote these words down. It says, Jesus loves me, and Jesus loves me. You ever write something down about Jesus? Boys and girls, you can do that. You can write and get a little paper and write down what you think about Jesus. See, that's what happened here. Jesus loves me. And I suppose that's the most sung hymn, perhaps, that we know. Jesus loves me. And then he said, for the Bible tells me so. So he took a piece of paper, whoever it was, and he wrote that down. Why don't you take a piece of paper and write down what you think about Jesus? Think that'd be a good idea? Think you could write something down about Jesus? Try it. Jesus loves me. We have a hymn sheet we use for the children, and that is the first hymn on the sheet. That's number one. And we have these meetings, and 5 meetings a week for 4 weeks. And that hymn we sing nearly every day is given out by the boys and girls. Jesus loves me. That's the most wonderful thing, that Jesus loves me. Me. So we're going to pray. Our God and you know, the hymns are really something. And the people that wrote those hymns, very often they had serious problems in their lives. I was over in England there. And there was this terrible storm. This man was in this very deep ravine with all rocks. The storm came up. And they tell me that this man cut into this little cleft in the rocks. And he wrote a hymn. He wrote words down. And it was, "Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Rock of Ages." And we can say, and the psalmist said, "The Lord is my rock. He's my strong fortress." See, we can talk that way. He's my rock. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. And he got into the cleft of that rock, and he was saved from the storm. So we're going to turn to the book of Luke. In God's Word. Luke's Gospel. Must be breathing too heavy. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. And this, in verse 21 rather. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, and verse 21. "And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus." So there was this child that was born. He was a son given, but his name was Jesus, and he was here in this world. And then verse 25, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Jesus, the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation." You know, we have a real joy in having a little baby in our arms. So here was this man, and he was waiting and waiting, and this baby was born, and they called his name Jesus. And this man took this baby up in his arms, and he blessed God. And he said, "I see thy salvation." And he said, "Let me die." Because he knew Jesus, and he was glad he was going to die, because he'd go to heaven. So there are no empty seats in heaven, you know. Every seat's going to be filled. God's house is going to be full. But the question is, do you know Jesus? Do you really know Jesus? He's a real person. He's my Savior. And a little baby. I didn't know much about babies when I was growing up, because my parents died when I was 7 years old. And so I lived with foster parents, and I was the only fellow around. And after I was married, we had this baby girl. And went over to the hospital to see my baby girl. And, you know, so sweet she was. And then her mother let me hold her. And, you know, she only weighed 5.5 pounds. And she had all these blankets I could hardly hang on to her. I never had a baby in my arms. And here I am, you know, trying to hang on to this baby. She was so cute. I can think of that man, Simeon. She held that little baby, Jesus, in his breast like this, in his arms. And he said, "This is my salvation." But he didn't know what we know. He didn't know that that blessed person, when he grew up, would go to the cross and die on that cross. A terrible death for our sins. But he loved that baby. Do you love Jesus? Jesus loves you. You know, there's a man that who was a very bad man. He didn't like the people of God. He was going down the road one day, and he was just determined who was going to destroy everyone that believed in Jesus. Going to put him in prison. God stopped him as he walked down the road. And he said to him, "It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks." You know, we have a conscience, that's our pricks. You have a conscience? Do you know when you do something bad? That's what Adam and Eve got. In that garden, you know, and they took that tree, fruit of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and God gave them a conscience. And because they had that conscience, they went and hid behind a tree. Ever try to hide behind a tree? We used to do that, you know, play hide and seek. Hide someplace. But they were trying to hide from God. Are you trying to hide from God? Do you ever think about God? Do you ever think about seeing Jesus? Serious, isn't it? God is light. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So they couldn't hide behind a tree. That'd be a poor place to hide. But there was no other place to hide. And they had a conscience. And even if they wanted to do good, they couldn't do good because they had a bad heart. But this baby that Simeon held in his arms was perfect. Impossible for him to sin. But he loved us. He loved us. Jesus loves me. And this man that was so angry, he got saved. He got saved. Did he get saved? And he wanted to please the Lord in everything he did. And he said about the Lord Jesus, he said, "The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Who is he talking about? The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Who is he talking about? How many me's are here? Everybody's so quiet. I have to get this fellow here to talk up. He got a big voice. You don't know any me's here? One, yeah. I know one too. What about you, Jim? You know one? Anybody else here that knows one? One me. Jesus loves me. Yes. We say, well, he loves everybody here. That's fine. That's good. But that won't get me to heaven. That won't get me to heaven. I have to realize that Jesus died for me. Me. I'm just going to read another verse. And my time's spent. This verse is in Matthew. And this is a question. We had some questions last night. And this is in Matthew's Gospel. And it's chapter 27. Then you can put a marker in your Bible so you can find this. And you should find this in your Bible. And you look at it. Because God is asking perhaps a question here. And a man is asking the question, we know. He was a ruler. And he spoke about, in this verse, 22, Matthew 27, 22. And Pilate, his name was, who was a ruler, said unto all these people, and this is the question for all of these people here, everybody. What shall I do then with Jesus? You've heard about Jesus many times, boys and girls. And you just keep that place and you think about this question. Because these people answered this question. And you have to answer this question. What am I going to do with Jesus? Which is called Christ. Maybe I need to ask this question every day when I get up in the morning. What am I going to do with Jesus today? Am I going to give him a part in my life? Well, I said unto him, let him be crucified. But he'd never done anything wrong. He was perfect. He loved people. He helped people. And they said, let him be crucified. That's what they thought of Jesus. What do you think about Jesus? Do you love him? Is it important? What do you think about Jesus? He's the most important person. He's the Son of God. And if you let him in, you'll be in a place of singing and praise. But if you don't let him in your heart, are you listening? What will happen? You'll be in a place where there's no singing. We'll come in here and hear the piano, playing the piano. We'll hear people singing. We'll rejoice. They're happy. They're singing. But if you don't have Jesus, you won't be in a place where they're singing, but you will be in another place, because if you die in your sins, what's going to take place there? Anyone know? Right. Hell, that's the plan. What's it like there? What's the Bible tell us? Anyone want to tell me what the Bible tells us?
Lake of fire with be screaming and gnashing of teeth.
Yeah, it'll be weeping and wailing. And gnashing of teeth in darkness, no light. It's the blackness of darkness forever. You want to go there? You will go there. Unless you have Jesus. So let us pray.